I invite you to look closely at the nymph Amalthea with her goat. Created by Pierre Julien between 1786 and 1787. This white marble sculpture features a young female figure beautifully coiffed and modestly clutching a length of drapery to her chest while caressing a goat with her other hand. This version of the sculpture is a reduction. The full-size nymph of Amalthea was commissioned by Louis XVI for Queen Marie Antoinette of France. The life-size version still stands today in the fully restored dairy at the Castle of Rambouillet on the outskirts of Paris. I'll tell you more about Marie Antoinette's dairy in a moment, but first, a bit about the mythical figure depicted in this sculpture. In Greek mythology, Amalthea is a nymph who cared for Zeus when he was a newborn babe, hunted by his all-devouring father Cronus. Cronus was jealous and fearful of his children, and would search them out to kill and eat. As the story goes, Amalthea brought together a group of maternal goddesses to dance and drum and celebrate outside of the cave where she hid the baby Zeus. The loud noises of her goddess band concealed the wailing baby's cries, distracting his cannibalistic father and protecting him. Years later, the mighty Zeus had grown strong and become the king of the Greek gods. As a tribute to Amalthea, he created his thunder shield from the goat's hide and the horn of plenty from her crown. Take a closer look at this likeness of the nymph. Move around her. Let your imagination take hold as the backdrop of the gallery slips away, and in its place, picture the nymph in a natural setting, surrounded by a grotto of piled rocks. Hear the rush of a nearby stream echoing against the stone. Hold onto the nymph in your sights as you close your eyes. Imagine her in the scene I describe. Build it up around her in your mind's eye. Imagine Amalthea perched upon rich marble floors, surrounded by walls adorned with elaborate carvings of cherubs, nymphs, goats, and cows. Picture this rocky grotto hidden deep in a vast 50,000-acre forest, the French royal family's summer castle at Rambouillet. Now open your eyes. Did your imagination capture the majesty of the place? This room, the Queen's Dairy, was built in 1787 for Marie Antoinette, a gift from her husband, Louis XVI. He was trying to win her over. She hated Rambouillet Castle, which she called a Gothic toad pond. The Queen's Dairy would give Marie Antoinette a space to get away from the formalities of court life and the conspiracies and social upheavals of late 18th century France. In 1789, the revolution was just 2 years away, and already public sentiment was turning against the royal family, and the queen in particular. It's not hard to see why Marie Antoinette sought a place of peace. Imagine a subtle saccharine smell, the creamy sweetness of fresh milk from cows and goats. A cloud of smoky powdered makeup invades your nostrils, the rancid odor of aristocrats. Covered in layers of cloth, jewelry, and perfume to hide their unwashed bodies. Heavy bug-infested wigs on their heads. The suffocating grip of a corset and the drone of courtiers in conversation. An oppressive undercurrent of anxiety, unspoken fear. It is no wonder that Queen Marie Antoinette needed a space to escape. Perhaps she took comfort in the impression of permanence afforded by the rocks and the representation of a goat, Marie Antoinette's favorite animal. Look down at the nymph's feet. Amalthea is calm and still, but her feet are full of life. She teeters on the edge of a rock formation, promising departure. The nymph is on the verge of stepping off to exit the scene and come alive. Let's move with her, forward towards the wall ahead of us, where a small painting nestles between two large dramatic ones. Do you see the artwork I mean? It is an oil painting of a nude male figure seething with pain in the grasp of a lion's jaws. Imagine that you are this man. What story would you tell?